President Sata has been an action man from the time he joined the politics, and that was one of the reasons why I accepted to serve in his government, because he's a very practical man. He's a man of serious humility. He wants to, he puts the interest of the citizens at heart. He has the interest of the citizens at heart. He's always have a passion for the poor, and he wants to have a just society, so to say, to the extent that is humanly possible.
He was quoted as saying that if jobs are not created for Zambians, especially the youth will give the government problems with demonstrations and all that. What specific policies is the government putting in place to create jobs for Zambians, including the youth?
Firstly, I would say that the manifesto of the Patriotic Front is very clear about the job creation and about doing away with casualization and putting human beings at the center of all the activities that we do, rather than capital per se, but not necessarily saying that we are going to nationalize or we go back to the way we used to run the commandist economy. But we believe, and the president believes, that we can have a win-win type of situation. You take care of those who work, and those who have invested, they will have proper returns on their investment. The issue is that, as I said earlier, the manifesto of the Patriotic Front is very clear, because we were put into government on the platform of change. And those who were in the forefront fighting for change, the majority of them were the youth. Besides that, 68% of the population in Zambia are the youth. And if you look around and what has been happening in the recent past, of where we have had some revolutions on the African continent and elsewhere, which were led by the youth, it is because the youth were fed up. We did not plan for the youth. And when you don't plan, you don't have a vision, then those people, when they rise, they will say, we are fed up with this type of system. Then you say, okay, let's change it in this way. They will tell you, we don't want this. Then you change, you try something else. They say, no, no, this is not what we are looking for, because you didn't have an opportunity to bring them close to you and look at what they are looking for, so that you have a direction. So this is what we are trying to avoid in this country. We have recognized the problem. The youth are the ones who advocated for change. The youth campaigned. The youth participated in the vote. And the youth protected the vote. So whatever we are doing, we owe it to the youth. And furthermore, with this, if you don't integrate the youth in all the programs which we are doing, because we have always been saying the youth are the leaders of tomorrow. But I don't believe in that myself. We don't believe that in the Patriotic Front. What we say is the youth are the leaders of today, because they are the ones, if you look around what is happening in the world, in those countries where there's been a revolution, it is the youth who have been in the forefront. Not necessarily that they are in the key positions of leadership, but they are the ones who have been behind these changes. So who is the leader? The person who causes the change is the one who is supposed to be in the leadership. You don't necessarily need to be in the driving seat yourself. So these are the leaders. They are the ones who are calling the shots. So it is important that we take their aspirations into consideration.
Some opposition party and leaders have said that the lack of jobs that the Patriotic Front government, led by President Sata, is not creating is going to be the downfall of the party in the upcoming election, parliamentary and subsequent presidential election the next time. What is your take on that?
Well, it was interesting to listen to one of the opposition leaders in parliament the other time, when he made it very clearly that the role of the opposition is to criticize, because they would like the other government to make mistakes so that they are in power tomorrow. He said it publicly. And then for me, I would not use the statements of the opposition as a position to guide whatever we are doing, because it is very clear that the opposition, they oppose for the sake of opposing. And yet this opposition leader, who is a very respected member of parliament, and he has been in parliament for a long time, he made it very clear, we're there to oppose, and we're there to make sure that you make mistakes so that we can have an opportunity to get into power tomorrow. So I wouldn't take what they are saying seriously. But the position is, we're going to government, and some of us, we went into government, and this is what our president has always been saying, and he has been passionate about it. We got into government so that we can provide the necessary environment for jobs to be created, and this has been our priority. We have been in government for close to 9 months. Even if you are a magician, honestly, in all sincerity, you don't expect that Patriotic Front would have resolved all the issues, could have created all the jobs that we are talking about. The point is, even a tap sometimes, if you want to close it, you need to have a plumber to come and close it, because it has got some defects to it. You can try to turn off the tap, then the water will still continue flowing until you get a plumber. So this is the situation in which we find ourselves in. We have a lot to do. We have tried to fight corruption, because this is one of the biggest problems which causes problems, that people cannot be employed on merit, because when people are borrowing money instead of putting it into the economy, how do you create jobs? We have opened up the press. It's much more freer than it used to be before, so that we are able to listen to the cries of the people. Everybody is free to say what they want and what they feel like, so that we are able to get the views of the Zambians, so that we can be able to do the right thing as per the wishes of the Zambians. This is where we have started. My ministry and the Ministry of Finance, we organized a workshop with the International Labour Organization and the IMF. We are discussing about creating jobs, particularly for the youth. I recently was attending an international labor conference for 3 weeks in Geneva. One of the items which was on the agenda, the major item on the agenda, was youth unemployment globally. It is not only a Zambian problem. It is a global problem. So we have got to face it clearly. We have got to face it head on. Unfortunately, we have got a president who understands these issues. So what we're doing now is, after the conference in Geneva at the ILO and the workshop which we had, I will soon be organizing a workshop as a follow-up to the workshop which we had, to look to involve in all the stakeholders, bringing government executives. The best person who can talk to you, who can tell you how to create jobs, are the people in the private sector, people who are running these companies. What are their successes? What are their failures? Why are we losing jobs? How can we create jobs? If we are to ask all these companies, bring them on the table and listen to their experiences, then we can be able to say how many mining companies we have, how many private companies we have. Okay, we ask each one of them, how many jobs can you be able to create in the next few months? How many jobs have you lost, and why have you lost those jobs, and what environment do you need? Those are the issues we are going to put on the table. And with the participation of all of the actors involved, I think I have no doubt in my mind that is the only way to go in order for us to resolve these issues, which is a time bomb.